Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, here's a sign that President Obama might not live up to his advance hype. The transition team set up a website called change.gov with a lengthy section detailing the new administration's agenda. But this week, they made a small change to that agenda. What?
They took out the word change.
No. I guess it was sort of a belt-tightening measure. They had to cut something, so. Economic Times.
Can I have a hint?
I just gave you a hint.
Belt-tightening.
Yeah.
Did they add spare to change?
Can you spare any? No.
Change.
Think of the money they saved on pixels.
They're going to. They're not going to do a cyber branch of the government.
No. No. That's not it.
They're not.
Well, they're not.
No. So I'm right.
You were right. You answered another question entirely very well. Congratulations on that.
No, I haven't a clue. The hint didn't help.
No, it didn't help. Does anybody know? What happened to their big, ambitious agenda that they put on their website?
They deleted it?
They did. It's gone. No more agenda. Instead of the multi-page detailed policy proposals, the change.gov site now, under the agenda heading, has a brief statement saying, quote, "We find your lack of faith disturbing," unquote. That's it. It's gone. Now, we assume that they decided to take it all down to increase their future flexibility. For example, they once had said that no lobbyists would have any place in their White House. This week, though, they announced that lobbyists are fine as long as they haven't lobbied within the last year in the area on which they'll be working. President Obama has also, President-elect, I should say, Obama has also scaled back his universal health care plan. It's now going to be limited to sending every American 2 aspirin with little O's on them. Kiri, a Japanese company has invented a device that allows fruit lovers to recreate the thrill of performing what simple activity whenever they like.
Fruit lovers?
Fruit lovers!
Fruit lovers. They like to peel bananas.
Yes! Peel bananas. Very good. The dazzling banana provides banana lovers the adrenaline rush that accompanies peeling a banana, but without the burden of having to eat it. It even has a little speaker, so it sounds realistic. Peel, peel, peel. The toy is great for dieting monkeys, kids who are potassium intolerant, and for people who love the thrill of opening their wallets and buying ridiculous crap.
No, I'm in for that. I want.
You want a banana peeler?
Well, for my 3-year-old, who's far more interested in peeling bananas than he is in eating them. And
yeah.
So I have these brown bananas laying all over my kitchen.
Well, that's how I get my bananas. I just wait for the kids to want to peel one. And
that's
then
why
I
we have like 400 pounds of banana bread around.
Exactly.
The four-year-old peels all the bananas.
Right.
You know, and then what do you do?
Well, does this recreate the entire banana peeling experience? I mean, including those icky little strings and, you know,
And then slipping and falling later.
You know, one of the greatest moments of my life was I saw a woman walking down the street slip and fall on a banana peel.
All right.
No, really?
I did.
That is wicked cool.
Now, if I just see a safe fall on someone's head, I can die happy.
It has to be an Acme safe.
Yeah.
Acme safe. Yeah. That is so good. I've never seen that.
Tom, marine biologists tracking great white sharks believe they have found the shark equivalent of what?
Taillights.
No. It's breaking! No.
A shark equivalent of...
They found a place that they think for the sharks plays like the same role as what does for humans.
Like disco.
Close. Close. So close. Oh. I'm going to give it to you, in fact. They think it's the shark singles bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's what you meant. I knew that's what you meant. Satellite tagging reveals that male and female great whites travel to an isolated spot in the Pacific Ocean every year. Since the area is not a particularly rich feeding ground, the biologists believe it serves as a sort of singles bar for young sharks looking to mate, married sharks maybe looking for a little action on the side. Further investigation confirmed these findings when sharks were overheard saying things like, "If I said you had a beautiful pelvic fin, would you hold it against me?" And, "I've heard of great whites, but you're a fantastic white."
Yeah, that'd be a rough bar just to stumble into.
Hi.
You know, You'd walk in, the sharks would go, hey, it's happy hour. They put out a buffet, they'd say.